7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new poll shows a political divide among Colorado parents when it comes to mask mandates in schools. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
83% of Democrats surveyed say kindergarten through 12th graders should wear masks in school, while 79% of Republican parents disagree with mask mandates. Ryan Winger is with the Colorado-based polling firm Magellan Strategies, which polled 516 parents.
It's almost like you feel expected to take a certain position on it based on your other political leanings.
But including those who are unaffiliated, Colorado parents were evenly split on masks. And the poll showed a slight majority of parents approved of the way schools addressed COVID last year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Voters in Denver will decide whether to let the city borrow hundreds of millions of dollars for new facilities and street improvements. The city council advanced the questions to the November ballot. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports nearly half the money would go toward two venues on the National Western Center campus, and one of those would be brand new.
So that includes a new 10,000 capacity arena and renovations to an existing building. The entire arena is going to cost about just over $200 million. So this would help pay for a portion of it. It would pay for $160 million. It would be used year-round as an entertainment arena and be the centerpiece of the National Western Center. And it would effectively replace the Denver Coliseum.
Denverite's Esteban Hernandez. Colorado is getting another military space program. Space Force, the new sixth branch of the military, has decided to locate its Space Training and Readiness Command at Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado Springs, at least for now. STARCOM, as it's known, will train future members of Space Force. The base already houses the National Security Space Institute, another military space training program. In Colorado Springs this morning at 67 degrees, Denver reporting 61. Front range highs will be close to 90 this afternoon. This is CPR News.